This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a cloudy sky. It's breezy out there and 78 degrees. Two people suffered serious injuries in a crash early today at 15th and Grove in northeast Wichita. The accident occurred around 12:45. Crash is described as a rollover. Car rolled over into a house. One person is dead, two injured following a house fire south of Wichita Wednesday morning in the 7100 block of South Volusia between Hazel and Derby. First responders found three people outside the burning mobile home. One person died at the scene. The other two were hospitalized with critical injuries. The victims' names have not been released. Sedgwick County has selected a site for a regional mental health hospital. At Wednesday's meeting, the county commissioners approved a 12-acre site donated by the Lang Community Foundation, located near MacArthur and Meridian. Total funding for the three-phase project will cost the state of Kansas $107 million. The county says construction should begin in February of 2025 and be completed by August of 2026. Sedgwick County Commission continues work on the proposed unified zoning code updates for potential commercial and industrial-scale solar farms.
Virginia-based Berkeley Group, a solar energy consulting firm, reviewed amendments to the county solar code originally adopted in 2019. The code includes definitions, standards, and requirements, including solar panel height above ground and the size of projects allowed. Scott Wadle from the planning department said there is a considerable amount of land available in the unincorporated areas of the county for potential projects.
Down in the southwest county, that's well over 110,000 acres just in that area alone.
The commission deferred a vote on the amendments until August 14th. A moratorium on solar project applications continues until September. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The commission took nearly 2 hours and 20 minutes to discuss the issue Wednesday and heard community feedback as well. Police in Austria foiled an alleged terror attack plot on Taylor Swift concerts in Austria. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
Tens of thousands of Taylor Swift fans are devastated after three planned shows in Vienna, Austria, set for this week, were all canceled over concerns of a planned terrorist attack at her concert stadium. In fact, law enforcement officials in Austria say they've recently arrested not one but two extremists involved in the plot, including a 19-year-old who allegedly had pledged an oath of allegiance to the militant terror group ISIS. Investigators are reportedly evaluating chemical substances found on the suspect, whom they believe was already taking the, quote, preparatory actions of a potential attack.
The singer's website says all tickets will be automatically refunded within the next 10 business days. The Democratic presidential nominee and her running mate swing through swing states, Michigan and Wisconsin.
Vice President Harris and running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz touting their records and intentions against former President Trump.
He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to surrender our fight against the climate crisis, and he intends to end the Affordable Care Act.
Vowing to bring down costs and prevent gun violence.
We believe in the Second Amendment, but we also believe in common sense gun violence laws.
Saying Republicans will restrict freedoms, including reproductive rights. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance also making a stop in Wisconsin, bashing Democrats over border security and crime. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A possible medical condition led to a drowning in East Wichita Tuesday afternoon in the 300 block of 127th Street East. A 25-year-old man was found unresponsive in a swimming pool. Life-saving measures were attempted, but the man, who was pronounced dead at the scene, it's believed the man suffered a medical emergency while in the pool, and no foul play is suspected. Man's name has not been released. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Several U.S. personnel were injured in a rocket attack on a military base in Iraq. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon.
The U.S. military is evaluating its response options after an attack at Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq injured 7 American service members and contractors as the White House pressed on for diplomacy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin blamed an Iranian-backed Shia group for the attack.
The United States will not tolerate attacks on our personnel in the region.
Iraq's government, fearing U.S. retaliation against Iranian-backed units in its own military, announced several arrests and dismantled 8 rockets found in the back of a truck near the launch site.
The Americans still receiving treatment are reportedly in stable condition. Officials at NASA are yet to determine the safest way to return pilots Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams on the Boeing Starliner back to Earth.
NASA Associate Administrator Ken Bowersock says recent thruster tests convinced some of their engineers the new spacecraft is safe to carry astronauts on the return flight from the International Space Station, while others would prefer they fly back on a different spacecraft.
Reasonable people could pick either path depending on where their view is on our position in the uncertainty bound that we have for the data that we've got on the thruster system.
One option under consideration would be to launch next month's SpaceX Crew 9 mission to the ISS with only 2 astronauts instead of 4 and give Butch and Sonny the empty seats on the return flight in Atlanta. Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
A Michigan woman is declared a fire hazard because she is morbidly obese.
While Unia Bates weighs 825 pounds, she says following a hospital stay, she's being barred from entering her 8th-floor Wayne, Michigan apartment because, she says, she's been told her size makes her a fire hazard. The 33-year-old says she gained 200 pounds over the past 2 years while never leaving her apartment. It took 15 paramedics and firefighters to remove her from her apartment when she went to the hospital. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Temps a lot cooler than days past. Now, it's still going to be warm with a high of 87 degrees, but definitely not as hot as how we started off the week. Mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of a shower or storm, even though some rain, a couple of rumbles of thunder expected, not expecting anything severe. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronell Williams.
Now, cloudy sky, 73 degrees. We have a gusty wind from the northeast gusting up to around 30 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 612 this morning on KNSS. And good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey!
A little bit of a breeze out there this morning. And you can tell by looking at the ground that it has been raining a little bit. So how about that? We had another hot, sunny day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high yesterday was 96 degrees, normal high 92. It was on this date in 1989, severe thunderstorms lashed Las Vegas with winds that reached around 115 miles per hour. 82 aircraft were damaged or destroyed at Henderson Sky Harbor Airport and at McCarran International, causing more than $14 million in damage. And that was on this date in 1989. Take a quick look at the radar this morning, and it is indicating just a whole lot of rain, okay? But it's all, right now, Wichita's kind of in the middle of it, only we're on the southern edge. The whole northern part of the state is blanketed by, it's covered by clouds and rain. It's on up the turnpike toward Emporia and into the east of there. And here in Wichita, we're in kind of a little donut hole right now, but some more rain seems to be coming in from the west. Did you see any lightning or anything, Ted?
Saw one flash of lightning this to one? The south.
To the south, okay. And then back to the west, south of Dodge City, along 54 Highway and down toward Liberal, there's another area. And up to the north of that, west of Hutchinson. So there is some rain falling. It's going to do some good for Kansas, I'm thinking. But hope we get enough to maybe put an inch or two in Cheney Reservoir. Wouldn't that be good? We need it. Today, on this date in 2023, just 1 year ago, a series of wind-driven wildfires broke out on the Hawaiian island of Maui, destroying the town of Lahaina and killing more than 100 people. That was 1 year ago.
And they are still trying to recover from that.
Come back from
that thing just
devastated.
Just devastated that city, that island. It's just been awful.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that around 7 in 10 Americans, that's 75%, say Extreme heat has had a major or minor impact on their electricity bills in the past year. Yeah, that makes sense. A majority have seen a similar impact on their outdoor activities. Around 4 in 10 also report extreme heat has had a major or minor impact on their sleep, pets, or exercise routine. Results came at a time when several regions of the U.S. set all-time temperature records, including Las Vegas, which reached a scorching 120 degrees on July 7th. I can say for Shelley and me, we were a few days when the weekend, especially when it would be nice to get out in the yard, and we just said, no, we'll stay in.
Hint. I wish NORC would pay me the money they spend on that report to come up with those findings. Guess what? Every summer, people have major or minor inconveniences because of the heat.
Pretty much.
And every winter, people have major and minor inconveniences because it's cold.
You don't like polls.
Well, they state the obvious.
Well, it's obvious to you.
It's not obvious to you that people have major or minor discomfort because of heat or cold?
No, some summers I don't. No. I mean, this summer has been tougher, I think, but I don't know.
It seems obvious to me.
Okay.
Happens every year.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance said he had a bit of fun Wednesday trying to catch up with Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris on an airport tarmac the two shared as part of dueling campaign travels. In Wisconsin, Vance got off former President Donald Trump's campaign plane and walked over toward Air Force Two. Apparently, they're on the same tarmac. He came back, told reporters he was not able to catch the vice president. Probably Secret Service says, get out of here. Vance jabbed at Harris as well for not holding a news conference or sitting down for an extended interview since she began her campaign 17 days ago when President Joe Biden dropped out of the race. Now that you think about it, she has not had a news conference of any kind that I know of. Any sound bites you've seen, Ted, where she's just talking to the media or she's just appearing at rallies? She's just doing
rallies, yeah.
The reinforcing easy stuff. All right, it's coming up on 6:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Hey, we'll start out with Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals finishing up a three-game set at Kauffman Stadium against the Boston Red Sox. The Royals lost the first two games of this key series. Really trying to get a win last night to avoid a sweep and get back in the win column. And that's exactly what the Royals did. Guess who was at the center of all that? Yep, all-star shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Here's the pitch. Fastball lifted deep to center field. Rafaela sprints back. Still going. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. demolishes his second home run of the game. A first-time All-Star this season, a superstar this season. He's playing some ball, having some fun, and putting up MVP numbers. His 22nd home run of the year, and it's 8-4 in the bottom of the sixth.
Junior, 3-for-4 at the plate, 2 home runs, a double, drove in 4 of the 8 runs. He's batting .347, tops in the major leagues. And that was the final score, too. The Royals won it 8-4. The Royals have hit a home run in 13 straight games. That is the second longest streak in franchise history.
How about that? Yeah.
And, more importantly, the Royals finally get a game on the Red Sox. The Royals now with a 1.5-game lead over the Red Sox for a playoff spot in the American League. An off day today for the Royals during their homestand. Go down on the farm to the minor leagues. The Wichita Wind Surge in Corpus Christi, Texas, taking on the bottom team in the Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks. Nice win for the Surge last night. 3-0 at Whataburger Field in front of 2,400 fans in Corpus. Winning pitcher, Andrew Morris. 7 innings, only gave up 2 hits, tied a season high with 9 strikeouts. Andrew Morris, since getting called up to Double-A for the Surge, 6-3 with a 1.9 earned run average. And that's a 3-game winning streak for the Wind Surge. They're visiting Corpus Christi again tonight at 6:30. Let's check in, see what's going on at the Summer Olympics in Paris.
Team USA sprinter Quincy Hall became the latest American to deliver an electrifying gold medal winning performance at the Paris Games Wednesday during the 400-meter dash final. The 26-year-old, who was buried in fourth place as the sprinters rounded the last bend, found a way to edge out the competition, crossing the line in 43.40 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever recorded in the event. Hall is the first American since 2008 to capture gold in the one-lap race, and his comfort behind victory came an evening after USA's Cole Hawker did the same to beat the favorites in the men's 1500. The two joined track star Noah Lyles with epic endings to their track and field events after his photo finish victory in the 100 meters race earlier this week. Lyles has one more race for gold in Paris, set to compete in the 200 meters final Thursday. I'm Jared Max.
There you go. That from that report from Fox Sports. We take a look at more Major League action last night. The San Diego Padres going to Pittsburgh and beat the Pirates 9-8 in 10 innings. Coming off the bench for the Padres, former Wichita Wingnuts right fielder David Peralta. He had a pair of walks. He's got a .417 on-base percentage here in the month of August for the Padres, who have won four in a row. Padres have a 2.5-game lead for a wild card spot in the National League. Happy birthday today to Brian Sanchez. He is 46 years old today, former Wichita Wranglers pitcher, drafted in the second round by the Kansas City Royals. He had 7 wins for the Wranglers in 2001, then he had 10 wins for the Wranglers the following year, but the Royals never called him up. He ended up getting traded, ended up with the Philadelphia Phillies, where he pitched 7 years in the major leagues for the Phillies and the Marlins. He ended up back with the Royals, but they sent him down to AAA Omaha, where he got 10 more wins. The Royals never called him up.
He
was good
out.
Enough for the Phillies and the Marlins, but the Royals just let him sit there and get a bunch of wins in the minor leagues, and they never called him up. Former Wranglers pitcher, got a lot of wins. Brian Sanchez, it's his birthday. He is 46 years old today. Don't forget, 2 hours from now, our live daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. We'll be live with Mitch, as we are every weekday morning this month at 8:15. So be sure you're here for that in just a couple of hours. Sports with Steve and Ted is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
6:21 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Genetics and sleep. Apparently there is a connection. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on this Thursday morning, 73 degrees. Sedgwick County Administration officers will continue to call the downtown Ruffin building their home at least for 3 more years. The lease on the space at Douglas and Broadway was set to expire in June of 2025. With no firm plans yet on a new home for administration, the county negotiated a new 3-year lease that is set to expire in June of 2028. It'll cost the county $870,000 per year to rent the space. The county could potentially leave after June of 2027 with a 90-day notice.
The Wichita School Board is being urged to move fast if it hopes to get a bond issue passed. District Chief Financial Officer Susan Willis says the state limits how much schools may borrow for bonds each year.
The sooner we would at least make that determination to then get our application in and get on the state board list, the greater the potential that we are fine and we are going to get in under the bond cap.
And the board still needs to approve the facility master plan before the bond issue can move forward. The board expects to hold a discussion on that plan later this month.
A man who allegedly escaped from a prison facility in Wichita has been indicted by a federal jury. 42-year-old Lee Halford was charged with one count of escape from custody. He's accused of unlawfully leaving the custody of the Bureau of Prisons while at the Residential Reentry Center in Wichita. Halford had been detained based on a conviction in Oklahoma for assault with a dangerous weapon with intent to do bodily harm.
The new CEO taking the helm of troubled U.S. plane maker Boeing.
Boeing's new CEO is Kelly Ortberg, a former Rockwell Collins boss who returns from retirement to head the 108-year-old Boeing company amid massive setbacks. His priorities for the future of the plane manufacturing giant include mending relationships with airlines and employees, boosting output and company finances, as well as securing a labor deal to avoid a possible worker strike later this year, all amid Boeing's falloff in jet production and deliveries following a mid-air panel blowout on a near-new 737 MAX jet in January, and Boeing's ongoing legal and criminal trouble over two deadly MAX jet crashes in 2018 and 2019. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wednesday, we celebrated Purple Heart Day. A 2-time Purple Heart recipient has turned his life-altering injuries into a mission that is to help his fellow veterans overcome their personal struggles following military service.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Gade enlisted in 1992, serving over 25 years as an armor officer. In August of 2004, he found himself in Iraq.
In a nice little nasty place called Ramadi, west of Baghdad, in 2004 and a few days in 2005. And I was wounded in action twice, decorated for valor. And the second time I was wounded was very serious. I ended up losing my right leg at the hip and spending a year in the hospital.
While recovering, he decided to remain in the Army and later taught at West Point from 2011 until he retired in 17. He also worked in the U.S. Department of Labor helping veterans find employment and has taught at American University. Today, Gade serves as an advisory council member at America's Warrior Partnership, where he focuses on enhancing veterans' lives through the coordination of local services. AWP is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. Its veteran-led team has served more than 60,000 veterans nationwide. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Temps a lot cooler than days past. Now, it's still going to be warm with a high of 87 degrees, but definitely not as hot as how we started off the week. Mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of a shower or storm, even though some rain, a couple of rumbles of thunder expected. Not expecting anything severe. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now, cloudy skies, 73 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 30 miles per hour. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, August 8th, 2024. It was on this date in 2009. Sonia Sotomayor was sworn in as the U.S. Supreme Court's first Hispanic and third female justice. That was in the year 2009. Fashion house Dolce & Gabbana has launched a new alcohol-free perfume for dogs. It's called Fifi, in honor of Domenico Dolce's poodle. But not all vets and pet owners agree that it's safe or appropriate. The perfume costs 99 euros, that's $108, and has been certified suitable for animal use. Dolce & Gabbana say it follows a safe pet cosmetics protocol designed to ensure a degree of safety, that is, of cosmetic products for animals comparable to that required for humans. So apparently they think it's safe for your dog to put on a little high karate there or whatever. But all the veterinarians, not all agree on the use of perfumes for dogs, as they may interfere with the animal's sense of smell and cover up bad odors that could be symptoms of diseases. So you got to make sure you know what your dog smells like, what the stink is there.
Well, if you want to cough up $100 for the safe pet cosmetics, do whatever
doggy,
you want.
Doggy perfume?
Mm-hmm.
All right, while you're here, let's
see. You really, truly ever get rid of that smell of wet socks or whatever it
whatever.
Is?
I don't know. I got another poll for you, Ted. I know you love polls. More than 40% of Americans report feeling depressed and or anxious around the election season. That's according to a special edition of the GeneSight Mental Health Monitor from Myriad Genetics, a genetic testing and precision medicine company. You can find out more about that if you want on our webpage, knssradio.com. All right, had another day on Wall Street yesterday where we're trying to figure out what's going on with the prices. We'll tell you about that in a moment here, but where did I have my notes? Dow was down over 400, I believe it was. Was
it? Not good.
Yeah. The old 401k.
Another down day.
The old 401k taking a
beating. Monday was a terrible day.
Yep. And they got some of it back.
Some back, and now lost a bunch again yesterday.
Okay. I'll just take a look. I want to take a look again at the radar, see where it is, where the showers are. Looks like we've got some, according to the radar, Wichita's getting some rain right now.
Coming through about now, yeah.
Yeah. And it's moving. It's all moving to the east, over toward the eastern part of the state, and much of east and southeast.
Unfortunately, a lot of it seems to be developing to the east of Lake Cheney. We need it to develop to the west.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this as you speak of the radar, and the green shadow is there, and then right in the middle of the green shadow, I can see this little blue strip, Cheney Reservoir. You can see it because nothing's falling on it. But,
That's not good.
Get some rain out to the west of there. Maybe it'll get in the old
Minnesota. That'd be nice.
Come floating down into the sky. That'll be good. 6:37 out, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Stephen, Ted. Wednesday was another session at the cattle complex, started the session with upside, then struggled, especially the feeder cattle. The live cattle managed to recover and close slightly positive while the feeder cattle traded near Tuesday's lows, but they did bounce off their lows but still closed negative yesterday. Some cash cattle trade in Iowa, Minnesota was nearly $3 lower than last week, and in Kansas, a dollar lower than last week. Lean hog futures closed with triple-digit losses. At the close, we saw October live cattle 22 cents higher, 179.27. October feeders 90 cents lower at 238.12, and October lean hogs $1.82 lower at 74.57. Now the corn and soybean futures traded near their contract lows Wednesday, then closed on the negative side, while the wheat futures had early session upside, matter of fact, 9 session highs, and also went negative and closed negative. The equity markets also came off their session highs yesterday and closed on the negative side. Right now, September Kansas City wheat's 2¾ higher at 5.58¼. December corn down 0.75 at $4 even. November soybeans down a penny at 10.17¾. September crude oil trading 11 cents higher at 75.34. December gold $15.30 higher at 2,447.80. September S&P's up a half a point at 5,228. September dollar index 12 cents lower at 102.88. And September Dow Jones futures 78 points lower at 38,829. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, large area of rain moving across and into eastern Kansas now. And from the radar, look at the radar screen. It's you in Augusta there in Butler County. You may have gotten a little rain this morning.
That's exactly right. A little. About got the sidewalk wet.
Really? Yeah,
it was pretty disappointing that everything kind of went around us.
Yeah, and it's parts of the west out around Dodge now. They're starting to get some rain. But, again, is it just a drop or two here and there? Or, you know?
Yeah, it's not really good coverage yet. That's the disappointing part. Now, it did look like north of us going up the turnpike a ways. Yeah. Pretty good rains up there.
Yeah, but we need it here in the drought area, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, at the time of the year, you don't very often get very much rain.
Are the commodities markets jumping around like the stock market has the last 3 days?
The only thing that's really been affected by the stock market has been our cattle complex, and it crashed to the downside just like the stock market did. It did not really have that much of an influence in our grain markets.
Why would that market go down like that then?
Well, one of the things is they kind of tie the buying of beef, which is the highest protein dollar-wise out there. So they feel that, you know, if the consumer can't spend enough money, they're going to cut back on buying beef, which we've seen a little bit of that. But the downside we've seen in our livestock market has been completely overdone, both technically and fundamentally. It is just a shame that it followed the downside like the stock market did. And one thing you can blame on that is the algorithms out there, how they trigger these kind of situations and make them even worse.
Explain that. What's that mean?
Well, an algorithm is a computer-generated trading system.
That's what I was thinking.
It's got predefined trading strategies, and they can do it at lightning speeds. When I say lightning speeds, we're talking about milliseconds that they can react to the market and put their orders in, you know, long before any human could do it. And they will sometimes cause a market to just fall apart quicker than normal, or can even make it go up too. But it really is something, in my personal opinion, we shouldn't be allowing in our marketplace.
Oh, all right.
You know, Tom, we talk about the price of beef. I was at the store the other day. The pound of hamburger costs the same as a bag of Cheetos. Cheetos are dang expensive.
How about Fritos?
Yeah, all those chips.
Like four and a half.
All those bags are like $6 for a little bag.
Four and a half, $5
a bag.
Yeah. I noticed that the other day, too.
Keep in mind, when you're buying those chips, you're also buying air.
I'm not buying those chips anymore because they cost $6 a bag.
I'm with you.
Well, they used to be like $2.50. I felt like, what?
I felt like going to tell the guys from Frito-Lay's, hey, you know what? That's too much money.
Yeah, I'm not buying this.
You know, I like my good chip down in.
Your ribeyes and everything are a lower price than what they were a year ago, but hamburger prices are still staying up there very high. Of course, hamburger is the most used beef cut there is.
Well, yeah, you can use it in a lot of dishes and so forth, right? So
yes.
All right. Well, that automatic triggers in the market like that with the you're right. I would say that might be something that shouldn't be allowed.
Well, the worst thing about it brings about a lot of trading, and the CME group looks at it as dollars coming into their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame when we look at that instead of looking at what it does to our markets.
Whatever happened to going out and earning a dollar by working?
That's getting to be something you don't hear much about anymore.
Interesting concept. Well,
you can earn it, but it sure doesn't go very far.
Yeah. All right.
It's a little bit like common sense. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, we got artificial intelligence. Right. What we need is artificial common sense. No.
That's right.
All right, Tom. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker this morning. Things to buy in August. Get your checkbook ready. Here it comes. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. KNSS 6:48 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Taylor Swift concerts in Europe canceled after terrorist plot is uncovered.
Two.
Wichita School Board considering $450 million bond issue for repairs and maintenance.
One.
Sedgwick County Commission selects a site for a new state mental hospital at MacArthur and Meridian. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume is picking up on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. We have the report of a fire, so fire crews responding near 31st Street South and Millwood. Millwood, of course, several blocks west of Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 86 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 63. And for Friday, partly sunny with a 20% chance for rain and a high tomorrow of 78 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, 73 degrees, and we have a northeast wind gusting up to around 30 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. New York City is looking to implement drones into its emergency alert system.
Fox on Tech.
How can you ever improve upon a siren? From rural farm towns to cityscapes, sirens warn of fires and tornadoes. They've been supplanted by weather radios and the sharp tones of the emergency alert system on radio, TV, and now our smartphones. But now New York City wants something a bit more out of the dystopian sci-fi movies. A fleet of drones will take to the low skies outside apartment windows to play a recorded message.
Be prepared to leave your location if flooding occurs.
That just happened Tuesday. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams, who calls himself a tech geek, says the drones augment the existing emergency notifications but are an attempt to meet residents where they're at to make sure they get the message to evacuate. Flooding has been deadly in New York. 11 people were killed by floods in 2021 caused by remnants of Hurricane Ida. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street Wednesday, a brief rally didn't last.
Stocks giving up earlier gains and ending around session lows as investors remain cautious after Monday's brutal sell-off. Energy stocks were among the gainers today after oil jumped for a second day on Middle East tensions, while tech and healthcare stocks were among the laggards. Disney shares falling over 4%. The entertainment giant showed some signs of improvement in its third quarter and delivered its earnings and revenue and posted its first profit for its streaming business. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce Salesforce, the Dow Decliners, Amgen, Home Depot, and Disney. The Dow falling 234 points, the NASDAQ down 171, S&P 500 down by 41. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Things to buy in August. Let's check it out with Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Shopping can be seasonal. If you want the lowest prices, it's often best to buy when demand for a product is low. That puts the supply-demand tenet of economics to work for you. August is smushed between two huge shopping weekends, July 4th and Labor Day. Good time for deals. August marks the beginning of the end of summer. Many retailers clear out their summer inventory and free up shelf and warehouse space for back-to-school merchandise. And a bunch of states have sales tax holidays in August to help families reduce the cost of getting kids back to school. How about a new school or office laptop? Finance website NerdWallet reports that many retailers have deals on laptops that rival those on Black Friday. Look for an inspected, refurbished laptop if you want to save more. If you can wait till next year to break out those new summer shorts, now is a great time to get hot deals on summer clothing. Bathing suits, tank tops, and particularly sandals are at rock-bottom prices. Kohl's and JCPenney offer 60 to 70% off seasonal prices. Patio furniture is going to clearance this time of year. Good places to find deals are big warehouse stores, home improvement giants, and online retailers like Wayfair. Labor Day is considered to be the last blowout barbecue event, so they often mark down outdoor cookers and grills as much as 60%. Look also for grilling accessories, smoker pellets, and lump charcoal. The biggest time of year for outdoor gardening is generally springtime. That's when retailers fill their parking lots with bedding plants, fruit, and vegetable seedlings. Now is time to look into yard maintenance tools. If you've always wanted that new electric mower or that zero-turn radius 30-horsepower mower, the deals are on now. Big retailers will mark these machines and tools down as much as 40% to clear them out. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Sounds good, Don. Look for some bargains. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning. This is National Frozen Custard Day. With a smooth texture and fresh flavor, frozen custard delights in so many ways. It's similar to ice cream. Frozen custard is made with eggs in addition to cream and sugar. And our good friend, the late Freddie Simon, brought Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers to the world a few years ago. And
a company that's still expanding its footprint all over the nation.
Freddy has gone, but they're still going. And Freddy liked to listen to Steve and Ted show.
Yes, he was a fan.
And he was a fan of ours.
He was a listener.
We were a fan of his even before that, when the first time I bit into one of those steak burgers. Said, man, this is some good stuff.
Man, it's tasty. And I just went to Freddy's about a week ago.
Frozen custard.
All right. Of course, you got Andy's frozen custard, too. You got another good option.
There you go.
Mm.
All right, National Frozen Custard Day. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, stay with us on our news. We're going to have a look at the Sedgwick County Commission selecting that site for that new psychiatric hospital in southwest Wichita. Hey, Taylor Swift's European concert's canceled because of a terrorist plot. We'll tell you about that on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.